Hello! I'm very excited to announce that we now have merchandise for Bedtime Stories with R.A. Spratt. You can order t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, notebooks and coffee cups, all with the show's new logo on it. They look super cool, so check it out. I'll put a link in the show notes for the online store, or you can go to my website, raspratt.com, and click on the merchandise banner. So if you have been enjoying the stories, please do consider ordering something to support the show and help me keep kicking this can down the road. Hello and welcome to Bedtime Stories with me, R.A. Spratt. Well, in the last couple of episodes, we followed Finn, April and Joe through their first day at Currawong High. And now in this chapter, we're going to see how that all wraps up. Here we go. Chapter 8, Do-Over. "I have had 3 official complaints about you," said Mr. Lang. It was after school. April and Finn had been pulled aside in the corridor to talk to the guidance counsellor. Other students were rushing off to catch buses and go to their after-school activities. But Finn, April and Pumpkin were stuck in the corridor, every word of their conversation echoing off the pale blue linoleum.
"But we haven't done anything wrong," protested April.
"Poor attitude, wrong uniform, physical assault," said Mr. Lang, ticking the complaints off on his fingers.
"We didn't assault anyone," said April.
"Matilda Vos Nevers has carpet burn on her face," said Mr. Lang.
"That was only a bit of light wrestling," said April.
"Her chiropractor says she has strained her shoulder ligaments," said Mr. Lang.
"Well, she was cheating in a cockroach race," said April. "You should think about bringing in a team of psychologists. You seem to have a very high level of students with no grasp in reality."
"They are all nuts," agreed Finn.
"Yes, I suppose we could try to alter the mentality of all 600 students already at the school," said the counsellor. "Alternatively, you two could make an effort to fit in."
"Come on," said April. "You can't expect us to change when everyone here is totally cracked."
"If you move to a school in a different country, you would respect the local culture and traditional customs," said Mr. Lang calmly. "It's just polite. You should do the same here."
"To be fair," said Finn, "April wouldn't be polite or respectful anywhere."
"And then there's your dog. You have to keep him under control," continued Mr. Lang.
"Pumpkin is perfectly behaved," argued April.
Pumpkin immediately contradicted this by grabbing hold of Mr. Lang's trouser leg and tearing a hole in the fabric when the counsellor tried to shake the dog off.
"He's very protective," said April.
"Aren't you, sweetheart?" Pumpkin proudly allowed himself to be patted.
"Your brother Joe hasn't had any trouble fitting in," said Mr. Lang. "Coach Voss says he's the most naturally talented lawn bowler he's ever seen, which is actually the most I've ever heard Coach Voss say. Not a chatty man."
"What?" said Finn. "Joe has managed to fit in?"
"The kids here have a lot of respect for sporting prowess," said Mr. Lang.
"Joe has prowess," marvelled Finn.
"But lawn bowls isn't a real sport," said April. "It's just for old people."
Mr. Lang's eyes gaped in horror.
"Shh, don't say that. Someone might hear you."
"Yeah, yeah," said April, waving her hand dismissively. "Look, I like Joe because he's my brother."
"You do?" said Finn. "You've never liked me."
"You're more annoying," said April, "but I can't imagine how Joe would be popular. He's just a big lunk. And he smells. I know all teenage boys smell, but Joe smells more because he's so big, so there's more of him to be smelly."
The counsellor opened his folder and took out the entry forms again.
"Just enter the cockroach races. It will do you good. You'll get to know the other students. They'll get to know you. You'll have a shared interest."
"But," began April.
"No buts," snapped the counsellor.
Pumpkin growled. The counsellor glared back and Pumpkin went quiet.
"We've tried doing things your way. It didn't work. Now we're going to do things my way. Fill out the forms, hand them in at the front office, then go home and catch yourself a cockroach. That's an order."
April stared at Mr. Lang mutinously. She had never attempted wrestling a school staff member before, but she was considering giving it a shot. Finn reached forward and took both forms.
"Come on," he said. "We can't let Joe be more popular than us. He'll be gracious and kind about it, and that'll only make it worse."
And that is the end of the chapter. So until next time, goodbye.